Paul Recessa Bagina is, you would think, the very stuff of which national heroes are hewn. In 1994, as Rwanda descended into a hideous sectarian slaughter, Recessa Bagina refused to be swept along. While thousands of his fellow Hutus murdered hundreds of thousands of Tutsis with machetes and clubs, Recessa Bagina offered them sanctuary. Recessa Bagina was the manager of the Hotel Milcolin in Kigali and had the connections and resources to keep the militias on the other side of its gates. He saved hundreds of Tutsis from death. You may have seen the film dramatizing his heroics, Hotel Rwanda, in which he is played by Don Cheadle.
Oh. I cannot let these people to die. I cannot let these people
to die. Though there have been claims since that this is a somewhat Hollywood recollection of events, it would have been widely assumed that Recessa Bagina had an assured place in his nation's history as the Oscar Schindler of Rwanda's genocide. As of this week, however, Recessa Bagina is in police custody in Kigali, having apparently been spirited to Rwanda, where he has not lived since 1996, from Dubai.
Wanted to answer charges of serious crime, including terrorism, financing terrorism and related offences, arson, kidnap and murder perpetrated against unarmed innocent Rwandan civilian on Rwandan territory.
Rwandan authorities claim that he was arrested on an international warrant accusing him of founding, leading and/or sponsoring terrorist groups in Rwanda and abroad. His family say he was abducted and that the charges against him are false. It is far from implausible that Recessa Bagina's arrest has less to do with any secret life as an international terrorist kingpin than it does with the fact that Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame, doesn't like him much. And there have been more than a few Rwandan dissidents for whom this has had the makings of a prison sentence or a death sentence.
You know, it's always difficult to accuse me of anything and then say, prove yourself innocent. I think I want to turn it to you and say, prove me guilty.
Kagame is one of the world's more maddening authoritarians. The former guerrilla commander is due eternal credit for ending the genocide at the head of his Rwandan Patriotic Front militia and for holding his brutalized and traumatized country together. On many fronts, Kagame has done even better than that. Effectively or actually Rwanda's president since 1994, Kagame has promoted steady economic growth and overseen improvements in education, healthcare, and environmental policy. He has made Rwanda something of a pathfinder in gender equality. Nearly two-thirds of the MPs in Rwanda's Chamber of Deputies are women, making it by far the most female parliament in the world. When it comes to dissent, however, Kagame takes his cues from the old school of Africa's blood and iron dictators. A disconcerting number of critics or former colleagues with whom he has fallen out have been discovered dead in suspicious circumstances.
The Democratic Green Party's vice president, Andrzej Kwagwa Ryserka, was found nearly decapitated shortly after his disappearance on Tuesday.
Patrick Karegeya was once a senior intelligence officer in the Rwandan army. But on New Year's Day, he was found strangled in a hotel in Johannesburg. For many years, he'd been an outspoken critic of his country's president, Paul Kagame.
Police in Rwanda say a singer who was arrested last week while trying to leave the country legally has killed himself whilst in custody.
Police said Kizito Mihigo had been trying to get to Burundi to join a rebel group.
These are far from the only ones, and it is clear that no status confers safety. Former Rwandan Army Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Faustin Kayumba Nyamwasa, survived an assassination attempt in South Africa in 2010. Jean-Lenard Rugambage, a Rwandan journalist investigating this attack, was shot dead a few days later outside his home in Kigali. There is considerable history between Kagame and Rusesabagina. Rusesabagina has frequently criticized Kagame for his repressions of basic freedoms, his debatably transparent elections — Kagame was officially credited with 99% of the vote last time out — and his persecution of other critics, even the manner in which he ended Rwanda's genocide, which according to Rusesabagina was a genocide in itself.
Today, I publicly declare that I have decided to combine humanitarian with political action to liberate the Rwandan people from the Rwandan Patriotic Front dictatorship.
Kagame, in return, has called Rusesabagina a swindler and a gangster. The new charges are not the first to have been brought against him. Rusesabagina has not helped himself in recent years, making lurid claims pertaining to his association with the National Liberation Front, or FLN, a militia operating out of Burundi and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The FLN are widely held to be the armed wing of the Rwandan Movement for Democratic Change, founded from exile by Rusesabagina, and are blamed for several attacks in Rwanda. Going after Rusesabagina may internationalise Rwanda's various domestic disputes. Rusesabagina holds Belgian citizenship, US residency, and indeed the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom, awarded by George W. Bush in 2005. Paul Kagame, however, is unlikely to perceive these as impediments. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Mullett.